أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان وما كفر سليمان ولكن الشياطين كفروا يعلمون الناس السحر. In the verses discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the Jews. Allah says that they followed what the devils have recited during the time and the era, the reign of Sulaiman. Allah says, وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانُ. Sulaiman alayhi salam did not disbelieve. It was not him who had invented this magic. وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا. But the devils are the one who disbelieved. يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرِ. They were teaching people a sihr, magic. Yesterday we spoke about the true nature and the definition of a sihr, black magic, and sorcery. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the land of Babel. Babel, Babylon. Babylon was, well, today, present-day Iraq. Babylon was a city that was found in that region. And what happened in the city of Babylon was that over there also magic, this incident, some scholars say it happened during the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Others feel that it happened during the time of Idris alayhi salam. In the time of Babylon, magic had also grown in popularity in this place of Babylon. And the difficulty, the problem was that the people in Babylon, they started equating magic, sihr, jadu, black magic, they started equating it to the miracles of prophets. They said that the magicians can do what the anbiya could do. The magicians can do what the prophets can do. So they started revering, respecting and honoring the magicians. And they started learning magic and they started practicing magic because they felt that it was something divine. So they started comparing it to the miracles of Anbiya, the mu'jizat of the prophets. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sent down two angels by the name of Harut and Marut. These were two angels. They came in the form of men and they came to the land of Babylon, Babel. Allah speaks about it. And Allah says, وَمَا أُنزِلْ عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ. And they also recited and they believed and they practiced what? That which was revealed to the two angels, Bibabil, in the land of Babylon. Who were these two angels? Harut wa Marut. Why did Allah send them? Allah sent them to teach, to come and teach people magic and to teach people sorcery. Now you might ask that why did Allah send these two angels to come and teach the people magic, to teach the people sorcery and jadu, which could be used to harm others. But in reality, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them down was to teach them the difference between the mu'jiza, the miracle of a Nabi, and magic and sorcery. Because they came down and they came to teach the people the different forms of magic, the different forms of sorcery, the different forms of black magic, so that people could be aware of what magic really is, its nature, its characteristics, its different forms and formulas, so that people could avoid it and stay away from it. To give an example, you have an Islamic scholar, for example, and he studies deen, he studies the Islamic sciences, and he becomes an expert in those sciences. And now he wants to address Darwin's theory of evolution, for example. The only way he can effectively address that theory, Darwin's theory of evolution, is by studying the theory. Know the characteristics of the theory. Know the nature of that theory. And anything in life. If there's a challenge and you wish to overcome the challenge, or you wish to address it, you wish to counter it, you'd have to study the characteristics and the nature of that science or that challenge. So Allah sent down Harut and Marut to teach the people the nature and the characteristics of sorcery, of sihr, of black magic, of jadu, so that they can differentiate between it and they will be able to counter it. They will know how to eradicate this challenge or this problem which had become so prevalent and become so common amongst the people that everyone was learning the science of magic and everyone was practicing it. So Allah says, and they followed, they recited what was revealed to the two angels in Babylon, Harut and Marut. وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ. Allah says, and they did not teach anyone sihr, حَتَّى يَقُولَ. They would tell the people who would come to them, the Jews who would come to them, to these two angels, to come and learn sihr and learn the different types of magic. They would come to them and they would tell them, إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةً. Listen, we are a fitna. We are a test, we are a trial. Allah has sent us down as a trial and as a test. فَلَا تَكْفُرْ. Do not disbelieve. Don't use this magic and the sorcery to harm others, thereby leaving the fold of Islam, leaving the fold of the true faith and becoming kafir. But what did they do? فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they learned sorcery, they learned the magic, and what did they started using it, practicing it, reciting it, instead of learning it simply to challenge it and to overcome the problem, they started practicing the magic. They started reciting the magic, believing in this magic. And subhanallah, what was the first aspect of sorcery and sihr and jadu that they learned from the two angels, which they then practiced? Allah says, فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا. They learned. They learned from Harut and Marut. What did they learn? مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. That magic with which they could separate a man from his wife. That was the first jadu that they learned. That how can I separate a man from his wife to bring disunity between husband and wife? And today also, like I said yesterday, we cannot associate every problem between husband and wife to jadu or to sihr. If there is an apparent cause, address the apparent cause. Sort out the apparent cause. Right? But if there is no apparent cause, then we'll have to look. Because the first thing that they learn, that how can we, what is that jadu, what is that magic, how do we exercise that sort of magic that will cause a split between husband and wife, between two families. وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ. Allah says, and they cannot harm anyone through this magic except with the permission of Allah. So understand this, the magic is only a means. They are not in control of bringing harm to the next person. Allah says the magic, the sorcery, the jadu is a means, but the darar, the harm that comes down, that comes from Allah. The calamity that has afflicted you, that has come from Allah. Allah has decided that. But for example, like shifa also cure, the medicine is a means, but the cure comes from Allah. The procedure is a means, the treatment is a means, but the cure, the shifa comes from Allah. The same with sihr, Allah says. That magic or that sorcery is a means, but Allah subhanahu says, وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ. They cannot harm anyone through this magic, إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, except with the permission of Allah. وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مَا يَضُرُّهُمْ. Allah says they learned all that brought harm to them. وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ. They did not learn that which will be of benefit to them. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. Allah says, and certainly they knew that whoever will buy this magic, meaning learn it and study it, مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ, in the year after there is absolutely no share for him. وَلَبِئْسَ مَا شَرَوْا بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ. And how evil is that which they sold themselves for. They sold themselves, they sold their iman in exchange for this magic. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. If only they had known. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا. And if they had brought iman, وَاتَّقَوْا, and they were Allah conscious, لَمَثُوبَةٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ. The reward that lies with Allah is far better. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. If only they knew. May Allah grant us the understanding.